Is VOA News via remote? I'm Laurel Bowman. Parents converged on a secondary school in Nigeria's northwestern Katsina state on Sunday, begging authorities to find hundreds of schoolboys missing or abducted by gunmen. The army had exchanged fire with a gang that reportedly took hundreds of students from the all-boys government science school in Kankara, a spokesman for the president said on Saturday night. But some parents on Sunday said they had heard little more on the fate of their children. Some boys seen by Reuters News said they had escaped from the forest where the gunman took them, but it was not immediately clear how many remained in captivity or what the kidnappers wanted. A state governor who visited the school said that soldiers were in the bushes fighting the attackers, and it's not clear how many boys were still in their hands and how many had escaped. Attacks by armed gangs are common throughout northwestern Nigeria. The groups typically attack civilians, stealing or kidnapping them for ransom. Islamist militants who attack security and civilian targets are more common in the northeastern part of the country. A popular Indonesian Muslim cleric was arrested Sunday for allegedly breaching coronavirus restrictions after he held a series of sermons with tens of thousands of followers. Rizieq Shihab's arrest came just days after Jakarta police shot dead six followers of his hardline Islamist group in a highway shootout. Police said that the cleric will be detained for 20 days to prevent him from fleeing and destroying evidence as well as repeating offenses. Shihab was welcomed by tens of thousands of followers at Jakarta Airport on his return from exile last month in violation of a COVID-19 ban on gatherings. Dozens who attended him later tested positive for the coronavirus. Indonesia has reported more than 600,000 coronavirus infections and over 18,000.